This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, a 30-minute show dedicated to the Foxes and the Foxes only. Well, it may have been the international break, but that is over because the real football is back this weekend. Leicester take on Burnley. They will want to put that result to Liverpool behind them, continue their good form and momentum, and beat Burnley at home. And as always on the Leicester City Fan Show, you can join us by tweeting us at Love Sport Radio or calling us on 0208 7020 558. But of course, on the Leicester City Fan Show, we have to ask the best fan of them all. Lee, I'm giving you that title. It is Lee Chappie from 100% LCFC Live. Lee, how are you?
Best fan.
Best fan. I'll give you the title.
I'm keeping that one. That one's going on my bio in Twitter.
Mate, take it. Take all the compliments you can. You deserve it. Well, obviously, the real football returns this weekend. The Premier League is back in action. Leicester are taking on Burnley. How have you felt like this international break has gone for Leicester? Because we never know with these things. Has it been a good thing? Has it hindered the momentum? What are you expecting this weekend?
Leading up to the international break, obviously James Maddison pulled out with the illness bug that he apparently had. Who knows what the real reason for him pulling out was? I'm not here to speculate that. And then the little scandal that came out about him at the casino, because you can't enjoy yourself when you're sick, obviously. I think last night's fixture as well was a little... I think that sort of tainted the whole enjoyment of international break. Not that there's much enjoyment to it anyway. I still prefer club football over international myself. But the racism stuff last night was a shocker. My missus has never seen anything like that in football because she doesn't really watch it. But we watched it last night and she was appalled. She's from a mixed background herself. So when she watched that last night, she just looked at me. Really? This is really happening? I was like, yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgraceful. In 2019, the fact that we're still seeing scenes like this, players have to endure it, and what should be a memorable night for players like Tyrone Mings, having to deal with that is absolutely disgusting. I think the players and the FA are dealing with it. Bulgaria have embarrassed themselves with what they've come out and said. The manager saying he didn't hear about it. That's, we could talk about this, Lee, all day, I'm sure.
But oh, mate, we could.
You touched upon James Maddison, because I want to talk about the Leicester perspective, of course. He was in the squad, then he was ill, he had to withdraw, then he was apparently pictured at a casino. And what do you make of this? Because Gareth Southgate even come out and actually gave a little bit of a defence for James Maddison. He said, look, once the player is not in the England squad, he has his free time. He is allowed to do as he pleases, spend it with who he wants, you know, as he when and chooses, as they say. But when you are representing your nation, that spotlight is so... You know, it intensifies, doesn't it? You know, you have to carry yourself just a little bit differently. People expect that little bit more from you. Has he still got maybe maturing to do? Will this be something that he has to get used to?
Yeah, definitely. Once you become an international, world-class talent, that he is. Let's be honest, he is world class, but at the same time, he's not got his chance to prove it yet for England. I think he will do at some point, but when you're on that stage, you know, there's more eyes on you, so I suppose you have got to watch what you're doing. Having said that, if you put yourself out there to not be fit for competitive football, then that's it. You're not fit. That doesn't mean that you've got to sit at home and watch the lads play. That's like you phoning in sick and your colleagues expecting you to listen to the show still.
Yeah, they do though, Lee. They really do.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the problem. Because James texted me about the casino and I said, no, I can't. I've got to interview people like Lee Chappie, the best fan. I still need to get on with it, James. But when you are representing the England squad or any nation, any team, so much more is expected of you. And, you know, it's a shame now because I agree with your views. You're not called up to the squad. He should only be in the squad if he is 100% fit. You know, people would make much more of a meal out of it, wouldn't they? If he performed poorly, and he said, you know what, I wasn't match fit, everyone would be quick to go, well, why are you playing then? So maybe he's done the right thing, he's out the squad. But when you are representing your country, everyone wants to know what you're doing, when you're doing it, and, you know, they want you to sort of act maybe in this routine way, don't they?
Yeah, but look, more importantly, I hope he's match fit for the Burnley fixture. That's what we're here to talk about, the Leicester-Burnley fixture, aren't we?
We are. It's so truly because, you know, we do these fan shows on Love Sport Radio and every time I say, oh, how are you feeling about the international break? And it's the one line, it's the signature line every fan says, I don't care as long as they come back fit. We've got an important game on the weekend. We're after 3 points.
Yeah.
And that's all that really matters. Well, it is Burnley. You would say Leicester at home, strong at home, performing great under Rodgers this season. Okay, let's forget the last result. But can we? Is it fair to say Burnley, bit of a bogey team for Leicester City in the last few years?
I think they've only beat us, I think, three times in all competitions. Mm. But it's been a tricky one the last couple of years. I mean, we beat them, I think, was it away? Was it March time last year? I think 2019 March. Yeah, last season we beat them away. But we've had draws, they've beat us. It's been back and forth, I think. But this is more important this Saturday than just the Burnley fixture. You've got to remember that. This is the one-year remembrance of the late Cumbershy.
Yeah.
There's a big event happening on Saturday, which some of the lads that I know that are organising it, we're helping promote it by pushing it out on social media and stuff, which is called the Walk for Vashai. Last year's we had 50,000 people attend that at Jubilee Square in Leicester. And this year it's happening around the De Montfort Square, a bit further down, because we couldn't quite get permissions to do it from Jubilee this year. So the Burnley a lot are also joining in on that as well. So if you do,
fantastic.
You know, if you are interested in joining in on that walk, then, you know, it will be starting at around 1:30, the walk itself to the ground.
Perfect. And where does it start? And how can people get involved? Where can they find you on Twitter, Lee? Because I wanted to ask you about the event because I knew, you know, it was taking place the year, obviously, to the date this weekend. And it was something that you mentioned a few weeks back and you would know more closer to time. And it's such a, you know, it's when football comes together. I know people hate cliches and stuff, but, you know, Burnley playing their part as well, you know, it truly is bigger than football.
Yeah, it is. The last year's event, we raised around, well, when I say we, the lads, raised around £20,000 of charity, which went to the Leicester hospitals. And I think they're doing that again with a GoFundMe page. You can find the Walk for Vashai actual page on Facebook and on Twitter at Walk for Vashai. And that's where you see the hashtags Walk for Vashai as well. And that's it, really. It will start from, like I say, the Jubilee Square last year, this time a little bit further down, the De Montfort University Square.
Oh, perfect. Well, if you are there and you fancy taking part, for any fans that are listening, please do, or tweet Lee or look on Facebook, because that would be a wonderful thing to be involved with. But like you said, it is also the game as well. It's an important one. You want to start an international break just as well as what you hope to finish it, you know, kick off this break, showing that you've worked on things, taking the positives. Are you expecting 3 points on Saturday, Lee?
I am expecting 3 points. I think it's a very important game. And I know there's a lot happening around the ground as well by the club to do with Vashai. And I think we'll want 3 points on the day as well. Nothing worse than losing on that day in particular for the club and for the fans. So I think nothing more than a win, to be quite honest.
Yeah, especially, Lee, when you are in that top four, you know, you want to keep that top four. You don't want Tottenham or Spurs, you know, they're the same team, Tottenham or Man United, to gain the momentum, gain that confidence back. You know, if you're there, you want to stay there and, you know, you want to climb even higher. City only 2 points. And it's that old adage, isn't it? You know, you should always win your home games. No disrespect to Burnley. You've got to be winning this one for the aspirations that Leicester do this season.
Exactly, mate. I think we were unlucky against Liverpool to not take a point from there. If you take that penalty out of the equation, that's a draw. That's a draw, a win, and a win, and a loss at Old Trafford, which I still can't quite believe we lost. I think we're technically still in a very good form. I think we've been unfortunate on the Liverpool fixture in particular. So we are in a very, very good... I think we're in a good spot at the minute. Really do.
Really good spot, obviously, Lee. And will Maddison be fit enough to play? Because obviously withdrew from England. I forgot to ask earlier. Will he start this game, do you reckon?
I, That
I put you on the spot
here. Yeah, you have. None of us know why he pulled out of the England squad. I think it's more than just an illness. I think it was probably to do with the knock that he's maybe took during the Leicester game. I think was it the Spurs one that he missed. It could be something to do with that. I'm not 100% sure, but I know one thing: there is a player that's doing the walk for Vashai. I can't tell you who that is.
Lee, this is the Leicester City fan show. You can't give us the exclusive.
No, I can't. I can't tell you that. Purely, it's going to be based on a player that isn't playing, and I don't want to say any more.
Right. Okay.
But last year, you know that Madders and Maguire, Choudhury was there as well as Andy King. So there were and Matty James as well. I think it was as well. As part of that walk. So there will, I'm pretty sure there'll be probably more than one player, to be honest. I know there's a few other faces as well, Leicester known faces. Tom from Kasabian, he's joining in. There's a few others as well.
Yeah, well, I'm sure more players will be involved on the day. It's really telling that you say that. We just hope, obviously, all our thoughts are with players, Leicester City, the fan, and the family as well. It's an important weekend. Lee, obviously, just to round it off then, score prediction for the game on Saturday.
I'm going for, I think I'm going to go for a 1-0.
Oh, it's close. It's tight. He's keeping it. But a clean sheet and 3 points for the Foxes on the weekend. Well, this is the Leicester City Fan Show. You're with me, Charlie Hawkins. And that was Lee Chappie from 100% LCFC Live. Always a delight and a pleasure to talk to Lee. I called him the best fan. He went for the 3 points. Up next, though, we do have another special guest.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
You're listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and we are still talking everything where the Foxes are concerned. Well, we just heard from Lee Chappie there from 100% LCFC Live, and we've outdone ourselves on Love Sport Radio because that is what we do. We are now joined and delighted to be joined by Richie Wellens, ex-Leicester City pro. Richie, absolute pleasure to have you on and to talk a little bit about your time there and to talk about Leicester currently. Firstly, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. What have you made of Leicester City so far this season?
Well, I think it was pretty much expected. I think they've got good players individually, and I think they're a good team. And I think in Brendan Rodgers, they've probably, I would say, along with obviously Pep and Jurgen Klopp, are the best two managers in the league. But I would put Brendan Rodgers right up there. What he done at Liverpool, and then what he won at Celtic, and now what he's doing at Leicester. I think he's a brilliant manager. The way he plays football, the way he set his teams up, he's very good to watch, and he also get results with that. So I think it was pretty much expected to have a good start, and it's just a challenge now, especially with Arsenal, Man United and Chelsea a little bit in transition. I think they're very capable of getting a top four this year.
Well, this is it, Richie, because a lot of people are talking about Leicester and that top four, and obviously the first full season under Brendan. We know what a good manager is. I certainly rate him very highly. The job he's just done at Celtic, and obviously what he's done at Liverpool. He's definitely the best manager outside of, you know, managers that aren't managing the supposedly top six club, the clubs that are in Champions League. There is that expectation. He's trying to keep that expectation down, though. He's trying to stay humble and modest. He says, top four is a big ask. We're not concentrating on that. We're going about it game to game. Is that just media speak? He knows that this year, you mentioned the likes of United, Chelsea, Spurs, even Arsenal, they're all having their troubles. They're all struggling. They're all in transition. Leicester can strike this year, can't they?
Well, I think 100%. I think he's not going to be fazed by any pressure. He's managed in Celtic, which is, you know, the pressure cooker of Glasgow, which is intense every single day. So I think in terms of pressure, it won't get to. I think he's just been quite clever in playing it down. But I think deep down, he'll be well aware that the struggles, I mean, Manchester United will not get top four. Spurs, obviously, I think there's internal issues there from what you look at from the outside. You know, I think Frank Lampard's doing a great job with obviously the transfer embargo at Chelsea and then Arsenal as well. So I think there's a massive opportunity there. But I think within the camp and within Brendan Rodgers' mind, I think there's a massive opportunity, because these opportunities don't come very often where the massive clubs are in transition, which they are at the moment, some of them. So I think you've got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, massively. And not only is it a huge year for him in terms of taking advantage of the league and maybe getting back into Europe, you know, hopefully the Champions League. Also in the Cups this year, you know, they want a challenge on that front. They've got a great chance to go through in the fourth round against Burton. No disrespect to Burton, but Leicester have to be winning that tie. Is that an aim also this season, you know, get a trophy? Or should they just really see what's happening in the Premier League and go full guns blazing for that?
Well, I think they've got a big enough squad to do both. I don't get this where these Premier League... I understand if you're a Cardiff or a Huddersfield and you rest players in the Cup because it's a massive, massive effort to stay in the Premier League. Some of these clubs ain't going to get relegated from the Premier League. So I don't understand why they don't go... They don't have to go full strength, but they don't have to, at the same time, make 9-10 changes for the Cup games. I think it's a massive opportunity because I think... Once a group of players and a manager get that first trophy over the line, I think it instills confidence, it instills belief. So I don't see why Leicester can't obviously try and get in the Champions League, but then concentrate on trying to get to the latter stages of the Carabao and the FA Cup. I don't see why they can't do that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Richie, also talking about, you know, because you as a former player, you're a manager now yourself. Is it difficult for players when, you know, teams do change the lineup for the cup competitions, you know, can that hinder the momentum? Because if you're carrying over that league form and then you go, oh, well, now we're playing a different team, then for that team to pick up that league form again on the Saturday, can that be a difficult thing for the players and also from a manager's perspective?
Well, it's nearly impossible at times because when you're picking your league team, you'll work on stuff, you know, you can debrief things after the weekend, see what went right, what went wrong, and then make little tweaks to that team. And obviously the next week, you keep more or less the same team and you improve them and you keep going. Once you make 8-9 changes, you try and do as much work as you can in the day or two that you get before the game. But it's just putting players together and hoping that things go together. But it's more off the cuff and you're just hoping that your quality players will get you through that. But yeah, there's no team shape, there's no rhythm in the game, there's no understanding of your partnerships within the team. So yeah, it's very, very difficult. No matter what quality players you have, if you're making 8-9 changes without really working on a lot of stuff, then it can be difficult.
Richie, I just want to go back to your time a little bit as a player. You know, you had 4 seasons with Leicester, and obviously it's so crazy to think where Leicester are now. They played in the Champions League, Premier League title winners. You was playing in the Championship with them. I know it's obviously a silly question to say, could you ever envisage this would happen for Leicester? But just how far has the club come? I mean, to you, from the outside now, do you see it and just does it highlight really what a fantastic job that football team, that community and the owners have done?
Well, I think it's all down to the owners. I think if the owners don't take over the football club, then They never get that opportunity. Obviously, the infrastructure, what they put in, and then the finances to back the managers, whoever the managers may have been. Football isn't rocket science, is it? Genuinely, the teams with the most money are at the top of the league, and the owners have allowed... I mean, I have to say that the recruitment over the last 7-8 years has been outstanding. Going from Steve Walsh, and even now, the recruitment has been... And that's all you can ask for as a manager. You can make players better, you can improve them, you can work on tactics, but if you get your recruitment right and you're picking the best players to come from abroad or at home, then that's a massive, massive plus. And I think Leicester over a period of time have probably been up there with Man City and Liverpool in the recruitment. And you look at a club like Manchester United where the recruitment's been poor, doesn't matter what managers you have, if your recruitment's poor, then you're going to struggle.
Yeah, massively. I couldn't agree more, especially, you know, the youngsters, the academy, you know, the recruitment, it's all the foundations, the bedrock of a club. But we look at those prospects that Leicester have. They've got Maddison, Chowdhury, Chilwell. I mean, the list goes on. I can name so many youngsters that could really be the face of this team for the next 6-7 years, we hope, if not longer. You know, Leicester could be a top team to come for years with those prospects, couldn't they, Richie?
100%, but you always have to, you know, be aware that these players, if they carry on the development, that the big clubs are going to come calling. You know, I think it was a great bit of business letting Harry Maguire go and then replacing him with arguably someone who's actually started the season better than Harry Maguire. So I think what Leicester do is they buy at the right time, but they also sell at the right time. You look at someone like Mahrez, who looked like a world beater at Leicester. He's gone to Man City and not really getting a game, but then they replace him with other players that come in and just do a similar job. So I have to say that the recruitment has been outstanding, whether that's buying or whether it's selling the players at a really top price.
Well, this is it, and it's spot on, because you know, no one wants to lose a Harry Maguire. You know, when Leicester are challenging at the top end of the table, you never want to lose your best players. But when you can get 80 million, reinvest it in other areas, you know, this is key as well. And sometimes fans struggle to hold on to this. But then, look, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing. But 8 games in, we're seeing what's coming through, and it, sometimes it works out better, doesn't it?
No, sometimes it's about the environment that you create for the player. So the players who go into Leicester have got an environment where everyone's comfortable, everyone's happy. They play with a certain manager that knows his style. And then when they leave that, they're obviously fighting with other world-class players. He might not be guaranteed to start. You know, you look at Harry Maguire, who's gone into Manchester United, into a tough situation, so he's having to adapt. Obviously, Maris can't get a game at Man City. So I think when you're getting players in, you give them an environment to flourish in, then it's benefiting everybody. I think that's what they're doing.
Well, we can't keep it all positive, Richie. What have you seen from Leicester City so far where, you know, they needed to work on that in the international break? You know, what is their area of weakness? You know, something that teams would look to exploit in them. What do they still need to work on so far?
I think I think if you keep the strongest team fit, then I think they can have a strong season. I think if they pick up injuries to obviously Vardy and Maddison, then I think you'll struggle for goals. And that's the main thing. I think if Brendan Rodgers can keep the majority of his players fit, then he can have a really strong season. Once you start picking up injuries, especially the certain, you know, Jamie Vardy obviously gives you a massive threat on the counter-attack. If teams are pushing high, if teams are then pushing deep, and you look at someone like Maddison, who's a clever player, can find pockets of space, they're the two massive players.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just wanted to quickly ask you, Richie, because we spoke about Maddison, and obviously, you know, he withdrew from the England squad. We've just spoke to Lee about it, obviously. Then he was pictured in a casino. But Gareth Southgate actually said, he didn't use these words, but he said, it's his free time. He can do what he wants. It's ridiculous, you know. He's not in the England squad. It's up to him how he spends his time. As a former player, you know, when you had the breaks, and as a manager now yourself, how did you feel about it all?
Well, I agree with Southgate, to be honest. Once it's your spare time, then you can do whatever you want with that. But I think, you know, he's got to be a little bit more clever there. I think if he's withdrew from the squad through being ill or whatever it was, then I think he has to just be a little bit careful where he is and where he's seen out. Maybe, you know, he should have just stayed in for a couple of days until the game had happened, and then there wouldn't be this, you know, everything blown out of proportion just because he's sat in a casino.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, I just want to get a score prediction for you on the weekend. It is Leicester Burnley. What do you make? They want to come out those international blocks firing on all cylinders. Home win for you, Richie. What's your score?
Yeah, but I think the first goal is massive. I think Burnley are quite, you know, set in their ways, very rigid. They'll defend deep and they'll defend the box well to affect a threat from set plays. But I think if Leicester can get the early goal, then definitely got goals in the team. I can see a comfortable home win.
Comfortable home win. Richie, I wouldn't expect anything less. An absolute delight to have you on. Richie Wellens there, ex-pro for Leicester City and current manager of Swindon. A real delight and honour to have him on the show. This has been the Leicester City Fan Show, and you can tune in every Tuesday, 10 to 10.30, to catch up on all things Foxes, because that's what you want and that's what we do on Love Sport. It's your team, it's your voice. But up next, it is Sheffield United.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.